Sefer Shmoyit ends with Parshas Pekudei, which is the end of the Tzivoy and the Binyan and the Tziyas HaMishkan. Really, the whole second half of Shmoyit, for the most part, deals with the Mishkan. Truma Tetzaveh, Vayakal Pekudei, all the Tzivoy and the Asiyo of the Mishkan, and it ends at the end of the last Psukim. Really describe how the Ma'aseh HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shira Vayokim as the Chotzis of the Mishkan with Bech Vitan as the Mosach Shara Chotzvi Chalma Isha Samalocha. He finished everything. Vichas Sonon as Oil Moir Kvoid Hashem Ali as the Mishkan. That's how it ends. That's how Sefer Shmoyis ends. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shira Hishchino in the Mishkan. The Ramban in his Akdoma to Sefer Shmoyis, he discusses, he says, the difference between Bereishis and Shmoyis. He says, Hishlem HaKost of Sefer Bereishis, Shu Sefer Yitziro, V'chidash Arlem Yitziris Kol Noitzer. We finished Bereishis, which is the Sefer Yitziro, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the entire world. V'mikrei HaOvez Kulam, Shehim Kein Yitzir Lezarim. And it describes the Oves, which is really like a creation of what's going to happen to all their children. Be'etzem Bereishis is a synopsis of what's going to happen over the course of the entire existence of the world. What's going to happen to Klal Yisrael? So Mamela, Acher Sheish Lema Yitzir, Hitzchol Sefer Acher, V'inyi Namaisa, Habo Min Ramaz Mahim. After we told you all the hints, all the Ramazim of what's going to happen in the Yitzir, in the Velt, Mamela, then we started telling you how it actually played out. How all those Ramazim played out in Shmoyis, Veikra B'midbar Dvarim, and the Sifrei Tanakh. V'nisiach et Sefer Shmoyis, Ve'ele Shmoyis binin ha'golas ha'rishayin, u'v'g'ula mimenu. Says that Shmoyis really starts off with the Golas, and that's why Ve'ele Shmoyis b'nei Yisrael ha'boi mitzrayimo, and the Gula. When is the Gula? When is the Gula finished? L'chor, then every didn't come into Eretz Yisrael at the end of Shmoyis. The Gaulis did not finish until they returned to their place. What is their place? Doesn't exactly say. When they left Mitzrayim, even though they left bondage, but there is still Gerlim, they're still in Gaulis. They were lost in the Midbar. The last Pesukim of Pekudei, when HaKadosh Baruch was Master Shechin after the Binyan Beis HaMikdash, Oz Shavu Al Ma'alas HaVoisam, Shehoya Soyd Eloika Le'ileim, Ve'himem Rakova, Ve'oz Nechshavu Ge'ulim. That's the Ge'ula. Where's the Ge'ula from the Golas? The Ge'ula from the Golas is not when they went to Eretz Yisrael. The Ge'ula was not when they left Mitzrayim. The Ge'ula was when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Shir Shechino on Klal Yisrael. That was the Ge'ula. That's why Sefer Shmoyis ends off with the Binyan HaMishkan and with the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shir Shechina there Tamid. It's just interesting to note that the Geula is not specifically that we came to Eretz Yisrael. I just heard a nice part this week from Chaim Shifman. He say on Aleinu, Aleinu L'Shabeach Adon HaKol L'Seis B'lo L'Tzavishish Shalo Yasan Ki Yeretzis L'Yisamanu K'mish B'chis Adamo. We're not like the nations of the land, and then every other country, what unites them? What makes them into a nation? The fact that they all live in the same place. All the French live in the same place, and all the, now we see it, the Russians are fighting against the Ukrainians. What? Why? Why are all those hundreds of thousands of soldiers in Russia fighting against the other country? Had they been born, like Rabbi Weinberg said, he says, had they been born 20 miles west, they would be fighting against themselves now, right? What makes it that you're... What are you fighting for, Bechlal? Because you've grown in Russia, we're from Mother Russia, so we fight for other Russia. There's nothing that Be'etzim unites you with everybody else around you, except the fact that you have Aoret, you have Adama. That's what unites everybody. As soon as you move to America, that's it. Bye-bye, you left, and now you're American. What? There's nothing that Be'etzim connects you to the people around you. Klal Yisrael is not that way. Klal Yisrael has the Torah, which is Kuchav Vichav Yisrael Merayis V'chadu, which is the Ribbono Shel Olam. We have the Ribbono Shel Olam, we have the Torah, that's what unites us. Whether we're in Eretz Yisrael, or whether we're in America, whether we're in France, or in Russia, or Ukraine, or, it doesn't make a difference. That's what we're not like, we don't need an Oretz, we don't need an Adama to make us Geulim, to make us a Am, to make us a Umma. And that was the Gula. Oz Nechshavu Gulim. That's when they were Nechshav Gulim. The Shechina, the Matzev HaShoresh HaShechina, that's the Matzev of Gula. And the Mishkan is what brought to that. The Mishkan was what brought to that. The Mishkan was interesting. Balaturim that says in this week's parasha, he says the Yiraku Espachi Azov Vikitzitz Psilim. Last is Vesechat Chelis Vesechat Gomim. It says Vikitzitz three times in Tanakh. Vikitzitz Psilim, Vikitzitz Chonis, and Vikitzitz Ovis Rishoyim. Shebeschus Hamishkan Oyim is Gavrim Aleveim Umakatatin Chenyusim. Chenyusim. It says Beschus the Mishkan, which was Lachorah, not just the Mishkan, was the Ashras Hashkina that they had. Memela, they were able to be Mizgaber and the Oyivim. I saw it brought down the Ma'ayin Hashavu. He brings down that the Medrash, I looked it up, it's a long Medrash, it's talking about the whole Lashon Hara that Haman said to Achashverosh about Klal Yisrael. So he goes through the whole history of Klal Yisrael, about all the Malachim and all the what they did to the Goyim, what Shaul did to Agog, and what Shmuel did to him, and what, the whole history he goes through. And he says, Shlomo Melech, he built a Beis HaMikdash, and I don't know what was inside. His mama, she writes, he says, I don't know what was inside, but they would go inside and be Mechashev to black magic, they come out and fight wars, and they'd be Menetzeach. They would win the wars. It was the Mishkan was it specifically the Beis HaMikdash? It was the Ashras HaShechina that was there, that they were able to be. Now there's a Mechama going on in Russia, Ukraine. What does it have to do with us? First of all, anything that happens in the world is only for Yidden. That's what it has to do with us. But there's a lot of Yidden that are there also as well. What exactly is going on? I haven't been following. That's not really the Nekuda. Nekuda is, what does it mean for us? What does it mean for us? And what is it, we don't have the Mishkan to go fight against the Yidden. We don't have the, however, through the Ashras HaShechina, we're able to recreate a Mishkan through our own Ashras HaShechina. Is this can be, there's a lot of people talking all the different simanim of Mashiach, something that Klal Yisrael has been doing for the last 1,950-some-odd years, is that everything that happens, we hope it's... And I just saw from Chaim Kanievsky, he said that Yisu Medinus Mizgari Zu Bezu Tzapim Raglav Shal Mashiach. And Betzem, all the simanim are here. There's no two ways about it, all the simanim are here. V'shishis Kerlis, V'shviis, Melchomis, V'matei Shviis, Ben David Ba. Certainly the... Everything that it says at the end of the Yad Ramah, I once heard, I think it was Relef speak on Tisha B'Av, he said that the Yad Ramah was one of the Rishonim, lived 850 years ago. He says, he asked the question, he says, all the Simonim that it says at the end of Saito, of Zman of Ikvus of the Mashiach, they were all in this kind of Bimiluan. And Mashiach is not here, but Tzarachin. So he says, he was speaking then, he says, to the Tzarachin of the Yad Ramah, we have an answer. Chutzpah Yazgi, that's Chutzpah. I'll show you Chutzpah. That's Beisvad Nevach Leminus. That's Minus. I'll show you what Minus is. He says, but we have all the Simanim. We have all the Simanim. Ad La'achas, Mamish. And all the Simanim for the Gula we have also. All the Simanim Vekos of the Mashiach and all the Simanim of the Gula of when Ben David is Ba, V'chula, we have them all. Does it mean that Mashiach is coming? Alavai. What does the Yes mean? What does the Yes mean is that if the Simanim are all here, then it's a Zman which is Mesubal. Lamaisa, we had this man 2 years ago, Corona, everybody thought Mashiach is here and everything. Nope, Mashiach didn't come. I once heard a story about somebody, a certain Rav, became a Rav in I think it was in Toronto, at the beginning of the 20th century, in the 1930s, 1940s, I don't know exactly what it was, and he came there and he wanted to be Mechazik then. He saw people had their stores open on Shabbos. The kids are... He went over to them, he gave like a fiery speech, and he told them, imagine Mashiach is going to come, and he's going to find Yidden that are working on Shabbos, what's going to be? And Kitzur, they all closed their stores on Shabbos. They all closed their stores on Shabbos. And afterwards, he went to one of the Gedolim there, right? One of the Gedolim heard what had happened, and he told them, go tell them to open the stores. I don't know exactly that was the Lashon that he said, that's how I heard about it. I don't know exactly that was the Lashon that he said, so I'm not saying the Gadol's name, because I don't know for sure that that's what he said. But, Adam Gadol Admoi. And he said, he explained himself, he says, these Yidden, they're working on Shabbos, they're not Shem Teir Mitzvahs, you have to realize. But there's one thing that they're holding on to, and that is Bias HaMashiach. They don't want to, you're going to go ahead and tell them that now Mashiach is going to come and find you, that your stores are open on Shabbos, therefore if you're Shem Shabbos, Klai Yisrael Shemesh Tei Shabbos, Mashiach is going to come, and we'll be able to, and they're going to wait two Shabbos, and Mashiach is not going to come. The one thing that they're holding on to in Yiddishkeit, you're going to ruin that for them as well. A lot of people, you talk about Mashiach, and then Mashiach doesn't come. Talk about Mashiach doesn't come. It doesn't. Lamai, so what's the pshat? The Zmanim are Mesugolim, for sure. The Malbim in Daniel, when he goes, the Pesukim tell when Mashiach is going to come. And all the Mefarshim there go to be Malbim exactly what the Cheshbonos are. And the Malbim says, Malbim is probably the last of the people, the closest to our door, that was Mechashbin, the Cheshbin that it says, Eden Adonim, Mechatzi Upalga Eden. And he says that, depending on how you understand the Pesukim over there, he says, the way that the other Mefarshim were Masberit, so then Kvar Kol Ukol Akitzim. We already passed by all the Zmanim. He says, I'll explain to you the Zman. And he comes out with a Cheshbin and he says, Tafresh Peches. That's the Tafresh Peches, which was 1928. 1928. That was the Zman when Mashiach is going to come. And he has a Cheshbin of 60 years before then. It was Mamash Tafresh Chavches when he was writing. And he says, we should already have Simonim in this year because 60 years before, it's the whole Cheshbin. 50 years, Tafresh Ayin Gimel. Makes the whole Cheshbin. Tafresh Peches. That was almost 100 years ago. So he was wrong. He wasn't wrong. It was the Zman that Mashiach was Mesugol to come, for sure. The Arachayim HaKadosh, stories of the Arachayim HaKadosh, that the Arachayim HaKadosh was supposed to be Mashiach, and the one year was Mechal Shabbos, and did an Avira, and it was Meh, and it was Mechriya Kol Olam Kula L'Choyvel. There's so many Zmanim, there's so many possibilities. Zman Mesugol, we have everything here. Everything is here, the Zman is Mesugol, we have all the Simanim, Chaval not to use it. So, does it mean that Mashiach is sure going to come? Doesn't mean a hacker. You can't know. How he's supposed to know? The Nekuda is at least the Chaparayim. Chaparayim. What does that mean? The Chaparayim to do what we have to do for Mashiach. What do we have to do for Mashiach? The first thing we have to do for Mashiach is tshuva. So usually tshuva is discussed in El. El is the zman for tshuva, and people don't like hearing about it because there's a lot of lachats of Yom Neroim and Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, and you don't really know what to do, and Bechulu, and the din is coming and. So it's better to talk about an other. Other is the Zman which is Simcha, other is Zman is Simcha. It should be fakert. The Yecholus for Tshuva is the biggest Simcha that there is. There's no bigger Simcha than the Yecholus for Tshuva. The truth is, Mishnech Nasa Adar, Marvin B'Simcha, Rashi says, Marvin B'Simcha is, it's not just Adar. Mishnech Nasa Adar, that's when you start. Marvin B'Simcha is the Zman, it's the Zman Geula of Purim and Pesach, he says. These are the Zmanim that Klal Yisrael saw the Yeshuas. The Yeshuas came from Yitzhak of Nei Yisrael Hashem. The Sakvei for Yutal Rabim, that's where it came from. It has to be even a Hirur Shuvah. Just maybe the Nekuda of one time during the year when it's not Rosh Hashanah, when it's not, to think about the Indian of Shuvah. To think about the Indian of Shuvah of even a Hirur Shuvah says that the Bnei Korach were Mahar Shuvah Libam. As they were falling in, they were Mahar Shuvah Libam. They didn't follow Korach into the ground the same way that he did. It was the Hirur Shuvah. Mamish, what a Hirur Shuvah is. You're not going to spend 5 hours on it. You're not going to... Halvai, you should. But even just a Hirur Tshuva of just to think about, what am I doing? Am I doing what I'm supposed to be doing? Is there something that I could be doing differently? Is there something... Right? Everybody knows the Gemara in Kedushin. Somebody's Makadish, Isha, Almanash, Nitzad, Agomer. Harizim, Mekudesh, Safim, Mekudesh. Shem, a Hirur Tshuva, believer. A Hirur Tshuva. We don't appreciate maybe what every Hirur is. But Be'etzem, every Indian of Ruchnis, that's really how to fight the... Like we saw in the Maimar B'Yitochen of the Beis Alevi. So Klal Yisrael doesn't fight our fights with Gevura. Klal Yisrael fights our fights with B'Yitochen and Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's Ruchnius. Everything in the world is Ruchnius. That's really what it is. Every single Hirur Tshuva has Yecholus to save a Yid in Ukraine. Has Yecholus to save ourselves, Bethem. To save every Chizik in Torah V'Tzvilo. Every being meticulous, as it says in Avodas Hashem. I think that's really what we're doing. The whole limud of Kitzim of Archim is Diktukim in Hilchas Brachas, and exactly how to figure it out. And there's so many the small nuances of every food and of every matzah that a person's in. This is all the Kasher Tziva Hashem Asmoisha that it brings down in this week's parasha. Kasher Tziva Hashem Asmoisha. Everything is Kasher Tziva Hashem Asmoisha. Kasher Tziva Hashem Asmoisha. You do exactly as the Ribbono Shel Olam wants you to do. You don't want to do a little bit different. That means that one shekel off shouldn't be that the menorah is one shekel less than it's supposed to be, than the kikur zov that it's supposed to be. What's the difference if it is? What's the difference if I'm not so makbid in brachas if it doesn't have to be? Basically, you know the din. That's everything. Every diktuk is chashiv. There's nothing which is not chashiv in Yiddishkeit. That's the kasher tiva Hashem asmoishin. And every hirur tshuva, what do we? The mice end up being chayz from all my various. What's the big deal? No, every hirur tshuva to be to be makir the Indian of the Kasher Tziv Hashem as Moshe, that the Indian of creating a Shechina, a Mishkan for yourself. The way you create a Mishkan for yourself is the more you make Ruchni Yisrael, that's the more you create a Mishkan for yourself. And that's the just a thought when you get to the Kasher Tziv Hashem as Moshe, which is maybe it says Vatot Tzav as Bnei Yisrael. It doesn't say Moshe's Rabbeinu name in the Parashat Tzav B'chlal. Why? Because he says Imayin Mechini No Misifr Chosher Kasavto. So he says, if you're not going to be Meichel Klai Yisrael, so then he was Mamash Moise Nefesh. He says, be Meichik Mei in Gansin. So, Afilu Altan Alba, and he lost his name, wasn't in Atat Tetzav. So it's interesting that it comes out, from his Mesiris Nefesh, he loses out. Moise Rabbein was Moise Nefesh of Klai Yisrael, and then what happened? From the Mesiris Nefesh, he lost out. He saved Klai Yisrael, but he lost out that it doesn't say his name in Atat Tetzav. I don't know if this is pshat, but Ulai, in Parshas Bekudei, on every single thing it says, "Benegiah to the Mishkan, Kasher Tziv Hashem as Moshe, Kasher Tziv Hashem as Moshe, Kasher Tziv Hashem as Moshe." Yizichar, don't lose that. Everything is kasher. At the end of the day, you want to know at the Binyan Beis Hamikdash, we're going to mention Moshe's name with regard to every single aspect of the Mishkan. There's no aspect of the Mishkan which we're not going to be mention the name. And that's our avoda. Our avoda is Kasher Tziv, especially in the month of now, where really, no one has any idea what's going to be. We have Rachman Atzlan. It could be a world war. No one has any idea. And it could all finish right now. It can finish on Purim, like the Gulf War finished on Purim. It can finish today. It doesn't even have to wait till Purim. We have no idea. However, it is an opportunity. It is as much as Mesugol. And any chizuk that a person does, in Torah, in Tefillah, and certainly in Tshuva, could bring Yeshua for Gans Klal Yisrael.